Hi voice tubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled Growing Up Korean American: My Struggles. So in this video, a YouTuber called Jen Im talks about growing up as a Korean American, and she talks about some of the problems that she had because of this. So she moved to America when she was very young, but her parents are Korean. She has Korean ancestry, so she is Korean American. And being a Korean American was hard for her in many ways, and she talks about these in this video. She talks about how language was an issue because her parents' English wasn't very good, but her Korean wasn't very good. And she also talks about culture and racism. So she experienced some racism as she was growing up, and that was really hard for her to deal with. So if you want to hear about all of her stories and all of the things that she shared, you can watch that video after today's pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's look at our sentences. Being Korean American absolutely affected my relationship with my parents. There was a lot of frustration and anger because of all the miscommunication that would happen. So in this sentence, Jen is talking about her relationship with her parents and how being Korean American affected that. So she says that because of the language difference, they often weren't able to communicate very well, and that led to a lot of problems. All right, let's read those sentences one more time, a little slower. Being Korean American absolutely affected my relationship with my parents. There was a lot of frustration and anger because of all the miscommunication that would happen. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocab word is absolutely. Absolutely is an adverb, and it means completely or totally or definitely. So in our sentence, it says, being Korean American absolutely affected my relationship with my parents. So here, she is answering a question in the video, and that's why she uses absolutely here to stress that this is completely, totally true. So we often use absolutely like this to stress our point, or you could also use absolutely as a way of saying yes strongly. So for example, if someone asked you, do you want to get lunch with us? You could answer absolutely, and that would be a very strong and positive, kind of peppy way of saying yes. All right, our next word is related to absolutely, and it is absolute. So absolute is an adjective, and it means complete and total. So an example sentence could be, when the principal walked in, there was absolute silence in the classroom. So absolute silence would mean complete silence, no noise at all. Our next word is frustration. Frustration is a noun, and it is a feeling of anger or annoyance, and it's usually caused by not being able to do something. So an example sentence would be, Allie tried to talk the problem out with Sandra, but this only led to more frustration. All right, our next word is related to frustration, and it is frustrate. So frustrate is a verb, and it means to cause someone to feel frustration. So to make them feel angry or upset, usually because they're not able to do something. So for example, you could say, my slow computer frustrates me. So in this case, the thing that is causing my frustration is my computer. So my computer frustrates me. All right, the next word is related to frustrate, and it is annoy. So annoy is pretty similar to frustrate, but it means to disturb or irritate, basically to cause someone to feel a little angry. And a lot of times this is caused by repeated acts. So if someone is making a really annoying noise over and over again, or a very high-pitched noise, maybe something that you don't like, then you might say that you are annoyed or that annoys you. And an example sentence would be, his loud chewing really annoyed me. So in this case, it's kind of a repetitive act because he's chewing his food, and this noise really annoys you. All right, our next word is miscommunication. Miscommunication is a noun, and it is a failure to communicate clearly. So an example sentence could be, to avoid miscommunication, we hired an interpreter. So if you're talking to someone that doesn't speak the same language as you, maybe you speak English and they speak Chinese, and you're afraid that maybe you guys won't be able to communicate very well since your native languages are different, you might hire an interpreter or someone to translate for you in order to avoid miscommunication. All right, our last word is related to miscommunication, and it is misunderstanding. So a misunderstanding is a failure to understand. So miscommunication is a failure to communicate. Misunderstanding is a failure to understand. And a misunderstanding can also be a kind of very small argument or disagreement. So if you don't understand the other person, you might get upset. And that's why we often use misunderstanding when we're talking about these kind of arguments or disagreements. And an example sentence is, you guys should talk things over. It was just a misunderstanding. So if you say it was just a misunderstanding, it means that maybe you had a disagreement or an argument, but it wasn't really a serious issue. It was just a failure to understand something. All right, that is all of our vocabulary. So let's read our sentences one more time. Being Korean American absolutely affected my relationship with my parents. There was a lot of frustration and anger because of all the miscommunication that would happen. All right, that is it for today's pronunciation challenge. The question of the day is, where did you grow up? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.